Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to the Rapport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
As we looked at yesterday, we started to identify historical narratives, and this is one of those type of literatures that we see in the Bible that people most often misrepresent. And what they will do more often than not, mostly by cultic groups, by the way, is that they will take a historical narrative and they will try to get it to teach a doctrine. The first principle when you come to a historical narrative is to recognize the fact that historical narratives do not directly teach doctrine. That's not the design that they have. They are not for the purpose of giving instruction, but they are for the purpose of recording things that actually happened. So when we see things in Scripture, we can have to look to say, is this a historical narrative, and what specifically is it trying to teach? Because sometimes it's trying just to report what actually happened. So narratives do not always record what should happen. They simply record what did happen. So the Bible is 100% accurate when it records what did happen. But we have to realize that just because it happened doesn't mean God gives approval to it. This is a very important thing when you come to historical narratives, and this is a thing that many people get wrong. So we're going to continue with historical narratives tomorrow, but I want to focus in on this, is when you come to a historical narrative, don't try to make it say more than it actually says. Look at what it says and know that that is an accurate history being recorded.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.